The James boys was coming on a train at first sun, and the town said, Irving, we need your gun. Well, that train pulled in at the break of dawn. Irving's gun was there, but Irving was gone. Irving, big fat Irving, big help Irving, the 142nd fastest gun in the West. Well, finally, Irving got three slugs in the belly. It was right outside the Frontier Deli. He was sitting there twirling his gun around, and Butterfingers Irving gunned himself down. Irving, big fat Irving, big dum-dum Irving, big dum-dum dead Irving, the 142nd fastest gun in the West. Really?
Hey, this guy's good. I'm a rambling guy. Rambling round, I'm a rambling guy. Free. Ramble out to the Muppet Show, oh yeah. Meet all the Muppets, oh yes, 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 oh yes. Oh no. Everybody whistle. All right, in Chinese now. Well, I'm
shoulda looked left and I shoulda looked right. They didn't see the station wagon car. The skunk got squashed and there you are. You got your dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Stinking to high heaven. Take a whiff. See, 'cause you can feel it in your all.
to another dimension.
No way!
A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind.
Whoa.
A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Your next stop, stop.
91.5 WMFO, Medford.
Coming down.
What's the matter, Ralph? Alice, mother in town?
Exactly, pal, and she's the worst by far.
I say she ain't as bad as mine.
Ha ha hardy, ha ha!
Ha ha!
Ha ha!
Ha
ha!
Tell her, Ralph.
I'm telling you, Norton. That woman is not stepping foot in this house. You know what she is? Oh, I'll tell you what she is, Norton. She's a blabbermouth.
A what?
A blabbermouth.
You said she's what?
A I'm great at golf. Now he wants to play if he only knew. I got a big ball. What am I gonna do?
Hold on, Ralph. I'm glad you gave me your call. According to this book, you address the ball.
All right, pal. What do I do now?
All right. Plant your feet firmly. Hello, ball.
Will you? You hear me talking, cause I've had it, pal, with your sleepwalking.
Sorry, Ralph, it happens when I go to bed.
The doctor says it's something inside your head. But I gotta chase you every night through the sewer. I've been thinking it over, and I think I found a cure. So don't worry, pal, I know just what to do.
Hey, Ralph, it's the dog, Lulu. The game's all about.
Will you cut it out?
Ralph is at our table. Some guy says to me, he said he got it reserved for his friend Harvey. My friend ain't scared of you. He'll fight you in the gym.
Norton, what are you doing?
Don't worry, Ralph, I got a way you can win. I got a big friend that works in the sewer, and he'll take a ball fair and square.
Well, how will I know it's him?
He'll say, hey, get a load of fat soda.
Just how we know the Earth to be banana shaped.
This new learning amazes me, Sir Bedivere. Explain again how sheep's bladders may be employed to prevent earthquakes.
Oh, certainly, sir.
Look, my liege!
Camelot.
Camelot. Camelot.
It's only a model.
Shh. Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot!
We're knights of the round table, we dance where we're able. We do routines, to call the scenes, to footwork impeccable. We dine well here in Camelot, we eat ham and jam and spam a lot.
Camelot.
have to push the pram along.
No, on second thoughts, let's not go to Camelot. It is a silly place.
Right.
You're listening to Time Travel with Chris Searle. It's Wacky Wednesday here till 7 p.m. All comedy songs.
Once in every show, there comes a song like this. It starts off soft and low and ends up with a kiss. Oh, where is the song that goes like this? Where is it? Where?
A sentimental song that casts a magic spell. They all will hum along. We'll overact like hell. Oh, this is the song that goes like this.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Now we can go straight into the middle eight. A bridge that is too far for me.
I'll sing it in your face while we both embrace,
and then we change the key.
How are you doing?
That's awfully high for me.
But everyone can see we should have stayed in D.
For this is how song that goes like this. I'm feeling very proud.
You're singing far too loud.
That's the way that this song goes.
You're standing on my toes.
Singing our song that goes like this. Too long, I'm sure.
That's the trouble with this song. It goes on and on and on.
For this is the song that is too long. Jesus Christ, God!
We'll be singing this too long.
You'll wish that you weren't born.
Let's stop this damn refrain
before we go insane.
Why are we here? What's life all about? Is God really real? Or is there some doubt? Well, tonight we're going to sort it all out. For tonight, it's the meaning of life. What's the point of all these hoax? Is it the chicken and the egg time? Are we just yokes? Perhaps we're just one of God's little jokes. We're sourcing the meaning of life. Is life just a game where we make up the rules while we're searching for something to say? Self-replicating DNA. In this life, what is our fate? Is there a heaven and hell? Do we reincarnate? Is mankind evolving, or is it too late? Well, tonight, here's the meaning of life. For millions, this life is a sad veil of tears, sitting round with nothing to say. While the scientists say,
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Here's a little number I tossed off recently in the Caribbean. Isn't it awfully nice to have a penis? Isn't it frightfully good to have a dong? It's swell to have a stiffy, it's divine to own a dick. From the tiniest little tadger to the world's biggest prick. So three cheers for your Willie or John Thomas. Hooray for your one-eyed trouser snake. Your piece of pork, your wife's best friend, your Percy or your cock. You can wrap it up in ribbons, you can slip it in your sock. But don't take it out in public or they will stick you in the dock. And you won't come back. Oh, thank you very much.
I'm taking a rocket. I'm packing my suitcase. And look out, moon. Yeah, a rocket into outer space. Goodbye, human race. I'll be there soon. Blast off off on an adventure. Yes, I said adventure. Collecting stones.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. The show is Time Travel. It's Wacky Wednesday, my annual comedy song show here on Time Travel. Here with you till 7 p.m., 855-915-WMFO. If you want to make a request, the next one is The Cockroach That Ate Cincinnati. A little mini space theme here on Time Travel.
That dial. I must offer to you a confession. I like movies that give me a fright. If the subject is horror, I've got to see more, or I won't be contented all night. You may call it my ghoulish obsession. It's a subject on which I get chatty. But the worst one, it seems, haunting all of my dreams, was the cockroach that ate Cincinnati. I've seen ghouls and hobgoblins and witches, and some moth-eaten werewolves with fangs. There were creatures that chattered and others that clattered, and Japanese monsters with bangs. Frankenstein gives me the shakes, and Count Dracula's driving me batty. But they're not on a par with the worst one by far, the cockroach that ate Cincinnati. Must have needed a seltzer. It's amazing how much he got down. For lunch he just chewed up a suburb or two, and for dinner he ate the whole town. Willard just sent me out laughing. I thought Ben looked a little bit ratty.
Watch,
sorry about that. But they're not half as bad as the worst scare I've had, the cockroach that ate Cincinnati. Oh, my heart nearly stopped, you will never be topped, the cockroach that ate Cincinnati. Olé!
Olé? That's dumb.
Hello, I'm Patrick Stewart. Did you know that right now over 70 million people have had to leave their homes due to war and disaster? That's roughly the size of the United Kingdom. I can't imagine what it would be like to have to suddenly leave my home, where to take my family, how to survive, and most importantly, who will help us? Well, the answer is the International Rescue Committee. This wonderful organization was Albert Einstein's genius idea. They focus on the world's toughest places, Syria, Yemen, South Sudan, and deliver food and shelter, medical care. They also bring education and job training and work to rebuild communities. Please join me in supporting the International Rescue Committee. They help families just like yours and mine to survive, recover, and live their lives with hope and dignity.
Hi there, friends. Lost your job? Wife just left you? Has your daughter run off with a rock musician? Are you tired of war, smog, and inflation? Is life just one big bummer and you feel like ending it all? Well, the Empire Hancock Building might be just the place you've been looking for. Conveniently located in the heart of the business district, the Empire Hancock Building stretches 100 stories straight up in the air to ensure its no-miss policy. 6 diving boards means there's never any wait at the Empire Hancock Building, and of course, plenty of free parking with validation. The Easy on the Pocketbook $10 service charge includes your last meal at our revolving restaurant at the top of the tower, last-minute counseling by a clergyman of your faith, and, as an extra added bonus, splatterproof plastic bags with your initials on them for easy identification. So don't delay. Take that big jump today at the Empire Hancock Building.
Basketball Jones, I got a basketball Jones, got a basketball Jones, oh baby, ooh. Yes, I'm the victim of a basketball Jones. Ever since I was a little baby, I always be dribbling. In fact, I was the baddest dribbler in the whole neighborhood. Then one day, my mama bought me a basketball, and I love that basketball. I took that basketball with me everywhere I went. That basketball was like a basketball.
is Cheech and Chong here on Time Travel. It's all comedy songs today. It's my Wacky Wednesday show. It's very similar to Dr. Demento. If you listen to Dr. Demento as a kid or as an adult, he's still out there, and I believe he's in syndication. You can still find him out there on the web, but I always loved listening to Dr. Demento as a kid, and some of my formation doing comedy and stand-up comedy was, of course, built on Dr. Demento. So I like to do a bunch of comedy songs each year. Time Travel's here with you every Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. My name is Chris Earle. This next one is for my Uncle Al and my cousin Sherry. It's Kay Kaiser with Three Little Fishes here on Time Travel.
Three little fishes in an itty-bitty pool.
Jenny, Disco Bibble, and Boopy Doopy Doop, Babbage.
Down in the meadow in the itty bitty poo swam the three little fishes and the mama fishes too. Swim, said the mama fishes, swim if you can, and they swam right over the dam.
Down in the muddy little itty bitty poo swam three little fishes and mama fishes too. Swim, said the mama fishes, swim if you can, and they swam right over the dam.
Poop, poop, did 'em, dot 'em, what 'em, chew. Poop, poop, did 'em, dot 'em, what 'em, chew. Poop, poop, did 'em, dot 'em, what 'em, chew. And he swam and he swam all over the dam.
Stop, said the mommy fishy, or you'll get lost. But the three little fishes didn't want to be bossed. So the three little fishes went out on a spree, and they swam right out to the sea.
Stop, said the mama fishy, you get washed. But the three little fishes didn't want to be bossed. The three little fishes went off on a spree, he swam and he swam right out to the sea.
Poop, poop, riddle, diddle, dazzle, but poop, poop, riddle, diddle, dazzle, but poop, poop, riddle, diddle, dazzle, but and he swam and he swam out to the sea.
We yell the fishies, oh, here's a lot of fun. Swim in the sea till the day is done. So they swam, it was all a lark. Till all of a sudden they met a shark.
We are the little fishies, what the fun. So swim in the sea till the day is done. And they swam and they swam and there was a walk. Till all of a sudden they saw a shark.
Poop, poop, skiddly did. Poop, poop, skiddly did. Poop, poop, skiddly did. Till all of a sudden they saw a shark.
Help, cried the fishies, oh, look at the whales. Quick as they could, they turned on their tails. Back to the pool in the meadow, they swam and swam and swam back over the dam.
Help, cried the little fishies, look at the whales. Quick as they could, they turned on their tails. Back to the pool in the meadow, they swam, and they swam, and they swam, to the dam all day.
Boo, 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 poodle, rack-a-sacky, boo, 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 poodle, rack-a-sacky, boo, boo, boo. And they swam and they swam back over the dam.
Oh, that shark almost ate us. Oh, seafood, mama.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Vincent Price.
I choose a boneless roast, boneless roast. I choose a boneless roast, boneless roast. Pork.
I choose
cereal.
A boneless roast, boneless pork.
Pork.
I choose a
sirloin
roast, boneless.
I love
roast.
A good pork sandwich.
I choose a born
sirloin pork sandwich.
Pork
sirloin
pork sandwich.
I rub my roast with 2 teaspoons of spiced salt and granulated pepper, and I roast it first uncovered in a roasting pan with a lid for 20 minutes at 475 degrees. I rub my roast.
I choose a boneless roast.
I rub my roast. I choose a boneless roast. I rub my roast. I choose a boneless roast. I rub my roast. I choose a boneless roast. When the fat is browned, I take the roast from the oven and lift it out of the roasting pan. I take a pound of pitted prunes and two onions peeled and cut into eighths and stir them into the pan drippings with a cup of red wine. Then I set the pork back in the pan on the bed of prunes and onions. I toss in two or three cloves and a bay leaf, and I cover it tightly. The pork should roast 30 minutes per pound of meat, so for our 5-pound roast, it will take about 2.5 hours. I choose a boneless roast. Let me tell you, the smell of this roasting should drive the most complacent family wild with desire. Somehow, the kitchen starts to smell like some wonderful magic is taking place, and believe me, it is. The prunes taste divine. Even prune haters will love them. Your reputation as a cook should take off from here. Sit back and enjoy the compliment. Boneless roast. Boneless roast. I choose a boneless roast.
Benson.
Just to see how he's doing.
Hello, what up, Pawn?
Yo, Sandberg, what's crackin'?
You thinking what I'm thinking?
Party up!
Man, it's happening.
But first, my hunger pains are sticking like duct tape.
Just hit up Magnolia and Mac on some cupcakes.
No doubt that bakery's got all the Bob Frosty.
I love those cupcakes like McAdams loves Gosling.
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 2-0-6.
No, 12.
Baker's dozen.
I told you that I'm crazy for these cupcakes, cousin.
Yo, where's the movie playing?
Upper West Side, dude.
Well, let's hit up Yahoo Maps to find the dopest route.
I prefer MapQuest.
That's a good one, too.
Google Maps is the best.
True that.
Double true. 68 to Broadway.
Step on it, sucker.
What you wanna do, Chris?
Snack attack, mother. The chronic blood pulls a Narnia.
Yes, the chronic blood pulls a Narnia.
We love that crying blood pulls a Narnia.
Pass that chronic blood pulls a Narnia.
You got that backpack, gonna pack it up nice. Don't want security to get suspicious.
Mr. Pippin Red Vines equals crazy delicious.
Go reach in my pocket, pull out some dough.
Girl acting like she never seen a 10 before.
It's all about the Hamiltons, baby.
Throw the snacks in a bag.
And I'm ghost like Swayze.
Swayze.
Roll up to the theater.
Ticket buying, what we're handling.
You can call us Aaron Burr.
From the way we're dropping Hamilton.
Kids fight dogs, they yell.
listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts.
We're not gonna eat that. No, we ain't gonna eat that. Oh, we're not gonna eat that anymore. We've got all night to booze, and there ain't no room for food, and you're not our wife, you are our mom. We'll try the pie and cake, just don't make a plate for us, 'cause we ate all day, we are all done. Oh, we're not gonna eat that. No, we ain't gonna eat that. Oh, we're not gonna eat that anymore. No, no more squash or dumplings. No giblets, no damn stuffing. We don't want nothing, not a roll from you. Our stomachs are stretched and loaded. We think the yams were frozen. If that's turkey breast, your breast won't do. No. No. It's night. Yeah, we're full. Yeah. No meat. Yeah. No peas. So we're not gonna eat that. Oh no, we ain't gonna eat that. Oh, we're not gonna eat that anymore. Oh, we're not gonna eat that. No, we ain't gonna eat that. Oh, we're not gonna eat that anymore. No way.
You're so skinny, I haven't seen you in so long. More oven-roasted turkey breast?
No.
Garlic mashed potatoes?
No.
Spiraled ham?
No.
Deviled eggs?
No.
More buffalo chicken?
No.
Pecan pie?
No.
Fudgicle?
No.
Rice-a-roni, the San Francisco treat?
No.
Gazpacho?
No.
Spam?
No.
Salami and cheese?
Nah.
Rutabagas?
No.
I have some nice tang?
No.
Pig in a poke?
No.
You want to order takeout?
No.
No. No. Cheese. Yeah. We're not gonna eat that. Oh no, we ain't gonna eat that. Oh, we're not gonna eat that anymore. Oh, we're not gonna eat that. No, we ain't gonna eat that. Oh, we're not gonna eat that anymore.
Just you try and make us.
Oh, we're not
come on!
Oh no, we ain't
we're
gonna
both
eat
nauseous
that.
And drunk.
Oh, we're not gonna eat that anymore.
I feel I weigh 220. Mashed potatoes. More green bean casserole.
We're not gonna eat
stop
that
it. And casserole.
Are you still awake?
No.
I brought you a cupcake.
No,
wake up.
Guys, Michael Bolton is here.
Oh, great. Send him in.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hi. Thanks for coming.
Sorry.
Cups and cakes, oh, what good things Mother makes. You've got to take tea, won't you take it with me? What a gay time it will be. Cups and cakes, please make sure that nothing breaks. The china's so dear and the treacle so clear, and I'm glad that you are here. Milk and sugar, bread and jam. Yes, please, sir, and thank you, ma'am. Here I am. Mm-hmm. and cakes. I'm so full, my tummy aches. How sad it must end, but I'm glad I'd a friend sharing cups and cakes with me, and cakes with me.
Yes. Spinal Tap here on Time Travel with Chris Earle, doing a little Wacky Wednesday here, all comedy songs. Hope you're having an enjoyable Wednesday afternoon. It is nice out there in Medford. It's been one of the best winters that I can think of, knock on wood. Only a few more weeks to go, and it will be spring, everybody. This next one is from Cruella De Vil. It's one of my favorite comedy songs, Two Dreadful Children.
To bring heathen dogs. to our Amish land. So come on and take a hayride.
Hayride.
Just open up your wallet wide. $2 for a hayride.
Hey, you know, Jacob asked his wife on their wedding night if he was her first. She looked at him and said, "Why does everybody keep asking me that?"
We're sailing our crafts just as fast as we can. We hope you won't notice they're made in Japan. The prices are high and the quality's low. But you stupid tourists are too dumb to know. So come on and take a hayride.
Hayride.
We're selling souvenirs inside. Get a t-shirt and a hayride.
Hey, Carl, I caught Yoder in the barn with a sheep the other day.
Why are you telling me?
I'm telling everybody.
This wagon ain't covered, the seats are rock hard. You better have cash, cause we don't take MasterCard. You're bumping and bouncing, you're sneezing like mad. Now go tell your friends what a good time you had. So come on and take a hayride.
Hayride.
It's not as fun as we implied. We're so sorry about the
hayride.
Me and Cage are hungry. We're hungry for some fruit. We wander through the garden. It would be a hoot to eat some low-hanging fruit. We're on a freaky pursuit. Don't want no high-class model and designer bathing suit. We want the low.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Time Travel with Chris Earle. Big Picture coming up next with Derek and Shay. Stick around.
The golden fluffy loaves of love, filled with goo white as a dove, must have been sent from heaven above.
Don't even take the rim.
4 inches long by an inch and an eighth by an eighth of an inch of yellows. Yummy cake, how I love you.
Straight from heaven, baby.
Oh, how I love you. You're my Twinkie.
Who measures?
I love Twinkies.
dancing plates as hostess. I own 3/4 of their stock.
You know I do.
Though other people they may mock, I think they rock. Twinkies. I love you, Twinkies.
Talk to me.
Twinkies.
You know they do.
Filled
baby.
With that white creamy goo.
Sweet Twinkies.
Oh, how I love you.
Yeah.
You're my Twinkies.
Thanks for listening to Time Travel, everybody. See you next week.
How does a bastard orphan son of a whore and a Scotsman dropped in the middle of a forgotten spot in the Caribbean by Providence and Pulverus and Squalor grow up to be a hero and a scholar? The $10 founding father without a father got a lot farther by working a lot harder, by being a lot smarter, by being a self-starter. By 14, they placed him in charge of the trading charter. Alexander Hamilton. My name is Alexander Hamilton. And there's a million things I haven't done. But just you wait, just you wait. Wait for it,
wait for it,
wait for it,
wait for it.
I am the one thing in life I can control.
Wait for it,
wait for it,
wait for it,
wait for it. I am inimitable, I am an original. And if there's a reason I'm still alive when so many have died, I'm willing to work, work, Angelica. Work, work, Eliza and Peggy. Look around at how lucky we are to be alive right now. History is happening in Manhattan, and we just happen to be in the greatest city in the world. The world turned upside down. 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 Down, down, down. Hey!
Was in the room where it happened, the room where it happened, the room where it happened. No one else was in the room where it happened, the room where it happened, the room where it happened. No one really knows how the game is played, the art of the trade, how the sausage gets made. We just assume that it happens, but no one else is in the room where it happens.
We're outgunned,
what?
Outmanned,
what?
Outnumbered, outplanned. We gotta make an all-out stand. And yo, I'm gonna need a right-hand man.
Hey!
Hamilton, sir, he knows what to do. In a trench, ingenuitive, influence, and French, I mean.
Hamilton,
so you're gonna have to use him eventually. What's he gonna do on the bench, I mean?
Hamilton,
no one has more resilience or matches my practical, tactical brilliance.
Hamilton,
you wanna fight for your land back?
Hamilton,
I need my right-hand man back.
Hamilton,
I'll get your right-hand man back.
Hamilton,
you know you gotta get your right-hand man back.
Hamilton,
I mean, you gotta put some thought into the letter, but the sooner the better to get your right-hand man back. It must be nice, it must be nice to have Washington on your side. It must be nice, it must be nice to have Washington on your side. Look back at the Bill of Rights,
which I wrote.
The ink hasn't dried. It must be nice, it must be nice to have Washington on your side.
Somebody has to stand up for the South. Somebody has to stand up to his mouth.
If there's a fire you're trying to douse, you can't put it out from inside the house.
I'm in the cabinet, I am complicit in watching him grabbing at power and kissing. Washington isn't gonna listen to disciplined dissidents. This is the difference. This kid is out.